This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Last week, a Tennessee man's car caught fire and was destroyed. Not a national news story, right? After all, there are about 150,000 vehicle car fires in the U.S. every year. But this car was a Tesla, the third Tesla to burst into flames. And within 3 days, the company's stock was down 22%. For a company so focused on a single product, even just a few fires can have a huge impact. Marketplace's David Weinberg has the story.
When the New York Times came out with an unfavorable review of the Model S, Tesla's CEO Elon Musk accused the author of ethics violations.
Which is sort of hilarious and also very Nixonian.
Matt Hardegree is the editor-in-chief of Jalopnik.com. He wrote an article that compared Musk to the famously paranoid president.
And the issue is both, you know, Elon Musk and Richard Nixon had, you know, great visions for the future.
And it's that vision of the future that lots of people credit as the reason for Tesla's success, which at the moment is built around a single product, the Model S electric car.
Whether that's Ford and Henry's Model T or Volkswagen and Dr. Porsche's Beetle, all the world's largest car manufacturers started with one.
But, says analyst Eric Noble, with Tesla, it's a little different.
What's different for a Tesla is that there's a very strong argument that the cost of producing Model S is well above the transaction price for the vehicle.
In other words, the company loses money on the Model S. As a result, Tesla, more than any other car company, relies on investor goodwill and high share prices to stay afloat. Those are things that can be influenced by a charismatic visionary leader who's great at generating buzz. But there are limits to that charisma. When the company's defining product burst into flames, not once but three times, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration started considering an investigation. All three incidents were the result of punctured batteries and not product malfunctions. But nonetheless, investors are starting to worry. I'm David Weinberg from Marketplace.